The second lesson reading today will be selections from Job chapters 38 through 42. When many terrible things happened to God's servant, Job turned to God with a lot of questions. He wondered why all these bad things had happened to him. Suddenly, from a whirlwind, God answered Job with even more questions to remind Job the greatness of creation. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Who laid its cornerstone when all the morning stars sang together and the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Have you commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place? Did you see me lay the boundaries of the seas? Where does light live? Can you show darkness the way home? Who tells the clouds to pour out water and sees that even the desert can produce grass? Have you entered the storehouses of the snow? Who has given birth to the frost of heaven? Does lightning listen to you? Who has the wisdom to number the clouds? Can you hunt prey for the lions? Who provides food for the raven? Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Who has let the wild donkey go free? Do you give the horse its strength? Is it by your wisdom that the hawk soars or that the eagle mounts up and makes its nest on high? Speak. Anyone who argues with God must answer. Job said, "There is nothing I can say. I cannot answer your questions." God spoke to Job from the whirlwind. Can you thunder with a voice like mine? Do you wear glory and splendor as I do? Look at the behemoth, a large creature that I made. Only I can approach it. Can you catch a large animal with a fish hook? Can you put it on a leash? Who can confront it and stay safe? Job thought about all that God could do and said, "I know that you can do all things. I have talked about things that I don't understand. I had heard you, but now my eye sees you." This is the word of the Lord. When we lose a lot of things, we are mad or confused. When we lose a lot of things, we are mad or confused with God. We have to turn and ask him why. We have to trust in God for his answer, though. We cannot answer for him. He has an answer planned for every one of us. Job is a book in the Bible that talks about this. In Job, we are told the story of a man who is blameless and upright. Yet Job suffers. He loses all of his possessions, and his family dies in one day. He becomes ill. This happens even though he does not sin against God. Why does this happen to him? I think everyone asks themselves this question in life eventually. Maybe because something happens to them, or maybe when they see the suffering of others. Near the end of Job, chapters 38 through 42, God gives Job an answer. It was not the answer Job was expecting. Instead of answering and giving a clear explanation, God asked a lot of questions, which still answered Job. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Have you ever given orders to the morning? Do you watch when the mountain goats give birth? Job then says his eye sees God. So what was the meaning of this? I believe is that you have to be able to pray and turn to God to understand him. This happens many times throughout the Bible where people ask God why something happened to them, and God's response helps them, and then they understand him more than they ever did. Now when I say understand, I mean to the best of their ability. We can never truly get God and why he does everything. When Joe had said his eyes see God, he did not mean he physically sees him. There was something else. This is because you must go through the bad to understand the good. Many of us in this church have gone through a bad time or day. We do not always end up praying or asking God why. We either accept the day for what it is, or maybe sometimes even put the blame on God. One time, though, we may turn and pray or ask God. Not every time we will get the answer, though, that will help us see God. Many times we will formulate our own answer and not let him answer. This is what keeps us away from seeing him. We do not trust him or want to listen to him. Maybe this is because we're scared of the answer he'll give us, or maybe we're just simply not ready. But there will be one time when you will receive an answer from God that makes you see him, just like Job did. This will not always be the same answer as Job received, though, but it will be the one where you have the realization that Job had. To have this moment, we must let God answer with what he needs to say. If you do this, we will see him. I have asked God why bad things happen to me and let him answer, but I still never had this happen to me yet. Why is this? Maybe it is because a big enough event hasn't happened to me yet. I believe that it is because everybody will have this happen to them when God plans it to happen. This doesn't mean that any one of us is greater or better than another because this happened to us already or if we have received it earlier. We're all different. We will all receive this, but just at different times. This again does not mean that we have to be like Job and lose everything we had, but I also don't think it can be as simple as losing a penny you dropped. Something is going to light the spark that makes us ask God. It could be on any day, at any time. It could be over something that happened 5 years ago or something that happened 10 seconds ago. That's what we don't know, when we will receive the answer from God that makes us clearly see Him. And I don't think it's necessarily praying to God either, because we're not asking of something or wishing well on someone. We're asking a question, and God is talking to us in a conversation. But it's somewhere in that area of praying, and hearing God. The biggest thing is that we can't answer for Him again. Many of us give ourselves our own answer and cheat God and ourselves. Maybe we won't always get the answer. This might anger us. I know it. I get angry by this. But we can't always expect to be answered. Sometimes having no answer is what we need. But we still have to pray and ask God questions. He will be there for us and guide us in all different ways. So we have to stay with Him to be there when He does answer our prayers or questions. God has a different plan for all of us, but we will all end up asking Him this question in life. God will give us the answer we need to see Him clearly. In the end, it all depends on God's decision for you and what He has planned. Amen.